That's one of the beautiful things down there on game day. We saw that the first year. We've seen it ever since. It brings everybody together as people. You take your socioeconomic, your gender, your racial differences, you throw them on the back burner, and for a space and time, we're all just people. We're all just Jaguar fans. It's a beautiful thing. And there's very few times in society where there's a mechanism to allow that to occur, and I think we need to revel in that down there.
That was a beautiful speech. I don't know about anybody else, but there's a tear.
I scream, I support this team as loud as I can. It's my obligation. When I'm out there and the other team has the ball, to do everything I can to prevent that opposing quarterback from being able to hear, and I take that seriously.
Hey, yeah, it's your job.
When
you're
I see Keenan running down the field, stretching out for a pass, and the defensive back's leaning on his shoulder, goes over his back, I'm yelling at that ref before the ball hits the ground. I'm working him, trying to get that flag out of his pocket from row 30. Brackens, I'll be the first one to admit I was disappointed in his perspective early. I thought he was more concerned with the cabbage, probably more concerned with not going to a training camp than anything. And he was going to show up the whole time. That was never in doubt. And he came in, and because of that, he was not ready to play football on day one. I mean, you got some guy, a real estate agent, flies in on a weekend to call the game. I mean, what? We got a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the whole thing is administered by part-time employees that fly in on the weekend from a real estate job.
Yeah, I don't
understand. I'm sick of it. Get him off the field. Put him up in a booth. Get standardized camera angles in every stadium. Train these guys how to view the camera angles expeditiously. Get it done quick. With technology the way it is these days, a guy in the booth that's well-trained on using the equipment, bam, 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 they could see six angles in a heartbeat. They could come back down seamlessly, hardly without interrupting the flow of the game. Instead, what do we get from the NFL? I see a league that really doesn't want to have replay. What do they come up with? Let's roll a monitor out onto the middle of the field.
Roll the peep show booth out there for him, like he's in Times Square or something, looking at a nudie.
I haven't got
screen.
The impression that they want to get this right. No credibility to the NFL's blackout policy. You've got a city with 5 million like Chicago that has to sell less tickets than we do to avoid a blackout. Let's also talk about the ramifications of bringing the stadium up to 83,000. Does that mean we're going to have to get 80,000 people out every Sunday to avoid a blackout?
It basically does.
The bottom line is we outdrew most of the league last year in the smallest market there. And it's absolutely got to be a correlation between population size, stadium size, and blackouts.
One out of every 14 people fan came have to go to a game ensure a sellout. It's going to become even more so.
One out of every 13 people in the entire metropolitan Jacksonville area show up at Alltel Stadium on game day. That's almost three times the NFL average.
My question is this. If Team A beats Team B, does that mean Team A is everything considered better than Team B?
Obviously no.
Well, from a mathematical perspective, that can't work. If Team A beats Team B, Team B beats Team C, and Team C beats Team A, there's going to be a problem with that.
You're absolutely right.
I couldn't agree with you more. We really don't understand. A lot of people don't realize how blessed we are with the contribution Wayne has made to this city, Wayne has made with his team. We wouldn't have a team if it wasn't for Wayne. We wouldn't have a Super Bowl if it wasn't for Wayne.
First of all, the fan cam guy is the guy. So treat him right.
He's good. Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Give him whatever he wants and charge it to the station.
You got friends in high places, Fan Cam. I'm noticing.
Thanks, Sammy K.
He is the man. Got the Fan Cam there with a bunch of good ideas and good questions that people talk to me about every day, and I've enjoyed it.
It's the Fan Cam.
Yes, yeah.
He's doing a good job.
Do you think he's doing good?
I think he could get a little show working.
All right, man. That's good. We'll put Fan Cam in the AM. We'll give him the midnight shift.
Got to start somewhere, Fan Cam.
Yeah, that'll work, man. What the heck?
Live from the Gold Club.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I just want to let Fan Cam know, thank God for him. He's right on with all he's been saying all along here.